Who exactly is Republican lawmaker Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader? Is he a Tea Party radical, a reliable Obama contrarian who rallies the Republican far-right base? Or is he a member of the Republican establishment, the loyal number two to Speaker of the House John Boehner, a member of the leadership who can be relied on to keep the loud Tea Party wing of the GOP at bay? Cantor has always been a little cagey about his loyalties, but the people in his district in a primary election today in Richmond, Virginia, may out Cantor one way or another. Cantor is expected to win against little-known Tea Party favorite college professor David Bratt, but he has had to spend millions to do it. And the polls suggest that Cantor's incumbency may be the biggest strike he has against him right now. Jeff Shapiro is a political reporter and columnist for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. He joins us from Richmond. Jeff, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
So is Cantor going to be outed by his constituents as an establishment Republican, or will he be endorsed as a Tea Party plausible?
Eric Cantor will be comfortably renominated. This campaign now seems to be primarily about embarrassing the majority leader. I think one thing is clear to the voters in Virginia's 7th district, and that is Eric Cantor is in the power business, that his 14 years in Congress, more recent years as a member of the leadership, have been all about posturing, have been all about expanding his reach, and seem to have very little to do with delivering the goods for his district.
And why has he had to spend so much in this campaign?
Well, this is a politician who has generally been somewhat distant, somewhat aloof of his constituents. His press skills, I think it's fair to say, are somewhat limited. He prefers to engage his constituents his own way, and that means through direct mail and television advertising and social media.
I'm a little surprised by that. He's not a glad-hander or a, you know, personal appearance congressman. He's only a 60-minute drive or so from Washington, D.C. I'm surprised he's so aloof. Why would that be?
He is an unusual character in several respects, one of which is he is the only Jewish Republican. And while that engenders a good deal of interest in him, it also engenders a good deal of suspicion. There is this sense that somehow a Jewish politician is supposed to embrace a particular punch list of issues. Also, this is a candidate who is running in a made-to-order district, one that has changed somewhat since he has taken over. The Tea Party impulse, the libertarian impulse, have become a lot stronger, and that has fed Mr. Cantor's tendency to step back.
All right. So what's the margin going to mean for Cantor going forward? Is there a number below which he really suffers?
The conventional wisdom seems to be that really anything under a 60% performance for Cantor would qualify as an embarrassment. The folks who are organizing against him, the Tea Partiers, really seem intent on drawing blood.
And if they do draw blood with a below 60% performance, does that threaten his possible leadership role in the next Congress?
Well, that's going to be, of course, for others within his very restive House caucus in Washington to decide. There is no doubt that Mr. Cantor is posturing for the speakership. The question is he the best face of the party? Is he most skilled in terms of his capacity to communicate a message? One of the things that he's been trying to do since the 2012 embarrassment for Republicans nationally is emphasize what I call kind of a relevance agenda. Talk about issues that are important to the everyday lives of voters. But as he's done that, he has only alienated this very restless Tea Party libertarian caucus and a lot of the talking heads on the fringes of the National Republican Party. One of the things that we have seen in this primary are lots of conservative Republican talking heads entering this campaign in behalf of David Bratt.
Very interesting. Well, whatever happens today, there will be a fight over the leadership, and Cantor is really in the crosshairs. Winning could be losing in some sense. Jeff Shapiro, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Jeff Shapiro is a political columnist for the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.